As we enter this time of hearing God's word this morning, I invite you to ponder a question during this hour. In what ways are you in need of rain in your life? Perhaps you think about a physical need for rain, but mostly I would like for you to think about a spiritual need. In what ways are your souls parched and dry this morning? And how is it that you need to receive the special rains from God today? And as we think about that, let us hear the words of the prophet Joel. The words recorded in Joel chapter 2, verses 21 to 27, found on page 847 of your pew Bible. Do not fear, O soil. Be glad and rejoice, for the Lord has done great things. Do not fear, you animals of the field, for the pastures of the wilderness are green. The tree bears its fruit. The fig tree and vine give their full yield. O children of Zion, be glad and rejoice in the Lord your God, for he has given the early rain for your vindication. He has poured down for you abundant rain, the early and the later rain as before. The threshing floor shall be full of grain, the vats shall overflow with wine and oil. And I will repay you for the years that the swarming locust has eaten, the hopper, the destroyer, and the cutter, my great army which I sent against you. You shall eat in plenty and be satisfied. And praise the name of the Lord your God, who has dealt wondrously with you. And my people shall never again be put to shame. You shall know that I am in the midst of Israel, and that I, the Lord, am your God, and there is no other. And my people shall never again be put to shame. This ends the reading and the hearing of God's holy word.